Hey everybody, Tom Fellows here with the New Horizon Drug Rehab Show, and today's show is called Why Addiction is Never a Choice: Three Hidden Brain Triggers. What if everything you thought you knew about addiction was wrong? You know, a lot of folks still think addiction comes down to bad decisions and weak willpower. But here's the thing, science tells us a completely different story. Let's talk brain chemistry for a minute. Imagine your brain has a reward system that's like a well-tuned car engine. Drugs and alcohol essentially hotwire that engine, flooding it with way more feel-good chemicals than it was designed to handle. Pretty soon, that engine starts running differently. It actually rewires itself to demand more and more of those substances. This isn't about willpower anymore. It's about a brain that's been fundamentally altered. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Some people's engines, I mean brains, are actually built differently from the start. If addiction runs in your family, you're up to 4 times more likely to develop one yourself. Add trauma or chronic stress to the mix, and it's like pouring sugar into that gas tank. Your brain becomes primed for addiction before you ever take that first drink or pill. But here's the biggest myth we need to bust. This whole choice versus disease debate? It's like arguing whether a car crash is caused by the driver or the road conditions. The reality is, it's usually both. Sure, someone makes initial choices about substance use, but once addiction takes hold, the brain's decision-making system has been hijacked. Let me tell you about Sarah, a patient who really drove this home for me. Smart woman, successful career. She spent years beating herself up for not being able to just stop. It wasn't until she got proper medical treatment and therapy that she understood her brain had been rewired. Once she stopped blaming herself and started treating addiction like the medical condition it is, real recovery became possible. So here's what we need to do. Stop asking if addiction is a choice. That's the wrong question. Instead, let's focus on how we can support people seeking recovery with proven treatments, genuine compassion, and the understanding that addiction is a complex brain disorder, not a moral failing. The truth is, nobody chooses to become addicted, but with the right support and treatment, everyone can choose recovery. And that's what really matters. This has been Tom Fellows with New Horizon Drug Rehab.